中できてないな。まだ体が迷っているんだ。震えてたんだ。コントロールしたってブレンダー。太陽も月も何も完全にこっち向いていないが、やるしかないんだ。言い聞かせるようにそうつぶやいた。状況は悪いが、ただ逃げ出すんじゃ根性ないな。展望はないが、度胸でクリアするしかないや。衝動は抑えたまんまターゲットとの感覚探れ。必要なもんは勝つプライドを味わうのは勝利のフィルしか。それとも敗北の不純か。そう全ては二つに一つ。操りたい運命の糸。絶好のコンディタイム、この手で掴め。渾身のポーカーフェイス、決めて仕掛けるよ。イリュージョンの世界へ引きずり込んで。再現ないプレッシャーゲーム、スルリと抜けて。栄光のボーダーライン飛び越えるために、ハメにどれくらいの代償がいる。手放したくないのはどれ。
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, May 29th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, Kike's pushing for World War III because they want their stupid fucking temple. Then fights break out with the Little Mermaid because niggers can't go 2 seconds without destroying civilization. Then Target protests general after we talk about how this board used to organize amazing operations and now it's a compromised Fed honeypot. And we'll talk about election fraud, caught red-handed on video. Where's the video? Where's the video? If everyone cheated, where's the evidence? Well, here you go. Here's the fucking evidence, you motherfucker. And we'll talk about white girl LARPing that she was raped. Obvious rape LARPing. Oh my gosh, she should go to jail for this, really. She should go to jail for this LARP. Then I guess we'll talk about Robin Seffer, if that's how you say it, having a meltdown after being exposed. I don't know the complete intricacies of this story, but I guess we'll try to talk about it. And the finale of the show, Super Niggy Special! Niggy Truth About Niggies is a vegan! He does not partake in the killing of animals. Why would you? It's evil. So we're gonna talk about hell existing and how it is created on Earth. And we are the culprits. Humans are the narrators and cultivators of this hell. The conductors. We're the conductors of this hell train. Yes. We are pure evil. Humans are pure evil. Humans are just as evil as you get, right? Humans are as evil as you get, but I'm going to tell you how you're just as evil, Niggy. You're just as fucking evil. If you eat any type of food from a grocery store, you're evil. You're pure fucking evil. You're evil itself. You kill animals when you buy food from the store. Just saying. Kilo says terror alarm is literally Mossad. That's the point, Kilo, and that leads to the first threat of the day. Why would an NGO based in Israel say this? Why would Terror Alarm, a Mossad account, say a limited controlled nuclear war between Russia and European countries could save the world from total destruction and World War III? So the Jews want the West and Russia to have a nuclear fucking war. I mean, listen to that. That's what they're saying. The Jews want America and Russia to shoot nukes at each other, and that will stop nuclear Armageddon. What? What? Are you fucking high, Rabbi? Are you fucking high? And then they're like, AI said it, so it's true. What? Are you fucking I can make an AI say nigger. Does that make nigger true? They want to build the temple, guys. It's all about the temple. They're all congregating around the temple right now. Guys, if you were in Israel right now, if you could be around the Temple Mount, how much a buzz it is. It's coming, guys. We're finally going to build it. We're finally going to build the temple. End of the world's coming, guys. We're finally going to build the temple. All the Goyim are going to kill themselves, and we'll be the center of the world, finally. We'll be the center of the world. Israel will be the center of the fucking world. And everyone will bow to us Jews, and they'll all worship our Abrahamic Lord. Yes. It's incredible. The Kaikish planning, really. I mean, they did a good job, didn't they? They did a pretty good job. If only the prophecy wasn't, you know, the obliteration of every other race. That kind of is bad for us. Next threat. Jews are going to kill us all. Next threat. Fight breaks out at the Little Mermaid screenings. At multiple Little Mermaid screenings all across America. Why are fights breaking out, guys? I wonder why.
See, now I don't care if you run my motherfucking daughter home. But won't you ever ask you right to stop it?
I can't even tell what is they're arguing about. All I was like, I asked you. They don't even speak proper English. They speak nigger English. God damn fucking Ebonics. If only I'd taken Ebonics in school. Just fucking fuck Ebonics, I'm joking.
In front of my daughter! Oh, my ass too right now! You all disrespectful, you all that bitch! Don't tell me in front of my daughter!
Strong and powerful. God, niggers are so powerful. I can't wait for them to build a new civilization for us.
Oh, I need a refund on my ticket. No.
I need a refund on my ticket because niggas ruined it. You need a refund on your ticket, dude. The movie manager's losing money because of you niggers fighting. And you want a refund? Fuck niggers, man. Such niggerman. Let's ruin this movie and then request a refund. Fuck off, nigger. Fuck up right out of the movie theater without a refund. Never come back. How about that? How about that? Simple ass. Don't want your business. Go away.
We getting a refund, because
We getting a refund. Disney.com/refunds.
Hey, excuse me. We need a refund.
Ariel in the back. Ain't getting no refund, nigger. Go away. You probably did get a refund, actually, because you're a nigger. It's so frustrating. The music is going on. That's so ironic. As the kid gets traumatized, I love it. Fuck niggers. Incredible. Under the fucking sea, niggers. You guys can't even fucking swim. It was probably an argument. Honestly, all these arguments, they have to be about swimming, right? It's gotta be about niggers and swimming. It has to be. What else could they be arguing about? It fucking Little Mermaid. Like a nigger swimming in the water. It's so unrealistic. I don't know how to swim. Why would the nigger know? Mermaid. The movie doesn't even make sense to the niggers, and they get in fights over it. It's perplexing their little dumb minds. It's unrealistic to them. You're hitting it's uncanny valley when you have a nigger swimming in water and niggers don't know how to swim. Simple as. Uncanny valley for them. Look at this nigress woman's skull. Looks like a fucking chimp, dude. Yeah, look at that silhouette of the nigger skull. It really does look ape-like, doesn't it? Yeah, very ape-like. They're posting the nigger cortex. Oh, man. Yeah, they have no frontal cortex. They're just a lower life form. Niggers are subhuman. Really, simple as. This nigger came in my store today with his stupid nigger music blaring, walking around the store with fucking one of those USB speakers, because God forbid he wear some earbuds like a goddamn normal person, has to blast his fucking nigger music for every nigger to fucking hear. Oh my God, why is it that niggers are max obnoxious at every possible turn? It's like, how could I be more fucking obnoxious and bother more people around me? It's fuck niggers. So obnoxious. This American says, can someone explain why they're fighting? And this leaf responds, because niggers are not capable of sitting down, sitting still, and shutting the fuck up, no matter where they are, but especially in a movie theater. Dude, oh my God, they are holy fuck, if they aren't moving around or talking to each other, they're fucking around on their phone. So stupid. It's disrespect on a whole nother fucking level. Whatever, niggers are stupid. Fuck niggers, next thread. How the feds control Anons. This board used to organize several operations a few years back. Today, a great operation idea was created by some Anon. Well, not today, bro. It's been like 3 days, buddy. This has been going on for like 3 days. I covered it like 2 days ago. And I was late, so I mean, I'm the speed of 4chan. I was still late, so I mean, you're really fucking late. Go to Target store, fill cart with Pride merch, say you're... forgot your wallet and get out. I mean, you're taking the nigger strategy and you're adding a level of legality to it. Really. I mean, you're doing what the niggers are doing, except you're not stealing the merchandise. So it's not nigger-like. Really. And it's completely legal. It's just a really dick fucking move. I mean, it's the dickest move you can make. And if they banned you from the store, they'd be justified. But nothing you're doing is illegal. Me promoting it might be illegal. That might be illegal, but you know, I don't promote nigger behavior, of course. You should know that by now. Rolling and Flying says, as someone who hasn't had to restock shelves, you're not hurting the company, just making it hell for the low-wage staff. You're just Rolling and Flying. I've worked those jobs as well. How does that hurt the staff in any way? Dude, you're getting paid by the hour, buddy. It's not like you go to work and then you get paid based on the amount of work you do, Rolling and Flying. Dude, some stupid idiot brings the fucking cart of shit around and then I have to spend the rest of my shift putting it back. Dude, that's fucking awesome, dude. I'm loving that. How do you not love that, man? Cool, I put my fucking earbud in my ear, I zone out, I put all the stuff back. Dude, I don't give a fuck, man. They ain't paying me to sit at the register or do this or that. They're paying me to just do my job. If my job is putting stuff back for the next 4 hours, who cares? Just do it slow and steady. I mean, people that like try to hurry and put it all back, like, oh my God, I gotta rush and put it all back and hurry up so I can get back to the right. Like, what are you doing, dude? You're gonna pay minimum wage. Calm the fuck down. Work like it. You're getting paid by the hour. Slow the fuck down, man. Slow down. There's no rush. There's no rush, buddy. There's no rush. Rolling and Flying says, nah, they make you work the shelf you're assigned to do and the restock, so who cares? Your job is restocking stuff, dude. Who cares what shelf you're restocking? Who cares? I've worked that job, dude. I don't get that thought mentality, bro. I don't understand. You're working in the normie mindset instead of the fucking you have ascended mindset. You're working in the, like, this is your fucking life, your job. This section is my section, and I have to work it as fast as I can because my boss told me I gotta work it, and we have to hit quotas, and we gotta do, like, dude, what the fuck are you doing, man? Wake up. Wake up. Like, dude, who the fuck cares if your store hits a quota or not? You're not gonna get in trouble. They're not gonna fire you. Did you show up for your shift? Yes. Okay, cool. They're not firing you. You work as slow as you want, man. As long as you, like... I mean, fuck, they just want you to show up and do your fucking job, man. That's all they want. They don't care how fast you do it. They don't care what section you're doing it in. If you don't finish it, oh well, then they shouldn't have assigned you all that extra shit that guy piled up, okay? You can literally just off-blame stuff continuously, and it's never your fault, because everything is just so low-tier quality in wage-cuck jobs. Dude, you don't have to put any effort in. People don't understand that. I don't know why people put so much effort and stress into wage cut jobs. That's the whole benefit of wage cut jobs. Dude, I am so mentally out of it when I'm at my job. I am in another fucking world, dude. People like, I don't know. People like talk to me like I'm there. I'm not fucking there, bro. I'm in another fucking land, man. I'm in my podcast, in my earbud. That's where I'm at. I'm not helping you. I don't know. Never got that. Wage cut jobs are so fucking simplistically simple, it's never hard or difficult. Next thread, which has to do with that Target protester stuff. We now have Target protest generals, guys, and they're hitting like 400 thread limit, which is good. We got 400 thread limit, we got... I mean, it's completely legal. it's better than what the niggers are doing, and it's, you say it's not hurting the company, but it is. It is. You prevent people from purchasing stuff at the store. It's hurting the company. Simple as. Samaritan says, because it glows, and raids aren't allowed, what glows about it? It's nothing illegal about. Okay, so let me get this straight. Niggers going into a store, stealing thousands of dollars worth of shit, and then just leaving with no consequences. That's okay. That's fine. That doesn't glow at all. That's just normal nigger behavior, of course. Of course. That's just normal niggers. Duh. But doing a completely legal thing at Target is glowing. Whatever, man. Whatever. Everything's fucking glowing. My cat's glowing. My cat is radioactive right now. Holy shit. Off the charts glow. Dumb. This NATO Anon meme flag, it says, let's be clear, sabotaging economies, manipulating markets, and causing widespread financial harm is not an excuse of free expression. It's a dangerous abuse of power that undermines stability, prosperity, and trust. Ooh, sounds like a kike wrote that. That sounds really kike-ish. That sounds like a meme kike bot wrote that. This guy ringed up $3,000 of stuff at a Target. Oof, man, oof. I worked at Target. I know their antiquated ring-up practices. They were nice, but they were also kind of assholes because I was at self-checkout and we had really hard floors. I just wanted a soft thing to stand on because I had to stand on fucking tile all day and it sucks standing on tile all day. I'm like, just let me have a pad to stand on. And they wouldn't give me a pad, those assholes. Like, oh no, someone might trip over it. What the what? Someone might trip over a pad that's not even in the way? Fuck off, you dumb woman. Fuck you, Karen. Fuck you. Should have sued them. I could have sued them for that, probably. So easy to sue companies for shit like that, really. Could have sued them for that, I bet. Whatever. I talked to kike lawyers. I don't know, man. It's hard to get kike lawyers when you're young. They want old, decrepit people that can't garner easy sympathy from a jury. It's easy money for the kikes. This guy says, go into store, fill cart, buy nothing, say nothing, shillanons continue to seize. I mean, it's so simple. It's so simple and so effective. We are over the target. That's funny. That's correct, kind of. Slightly cringe pun, but I like it. Yeah, let's see if there's another Target general, if the Giannis are shutting them down. Oh, we got another one. Dude, these ones are really popular, too. They're hitting 300 bump limit quick. Noice. Lefty pulls attacking them. I mean, they're gonna attack for stuff. I mean, they're not doing anything illegal. And they're not really calling to raid. They're just saying what they're doing. I don't know. I don't know, Jannies. You should let it ride, Jannies. You should just let it ride for once, you fucks. Fucking nigger tranny fuck kike mods. Next slide. Election fraud caught. We got him, ladies and gentlemen. We got him. We got him. New video evidence of Maricopa election officials illegally breaking into sealed election machines after they were tested, reprogramming the memory cards, reinstalling them, and then later on, 60% of these machines shut down election day, so GOP could not vote. Man, it would sure suck if during the 2024 election, just power to Maricopa County went out, you know? If they were forced to use paper ballots during the 2024 election randomly, man, that would sure suck. If just the power, like, just imagine if the power went out randomly and they were forced to use paper ballots, man. That would ruin their whole scheme. I don't think they're, you think that they, do they have a generator, you think? If that something like that happened? I bet they don't. I don't know. That's just something I thought. I don't know. Diogenes says if the power went out, it probably wouldn't come back on. Well, yeah, you're right, man. That would be bad. They'd have to use paper ballots. That would sure suck. Sure suck if the FBI attacked the You know how the FBI was attacking all those transformers? Imagine if the FBI attacked that transformer during the 2024 election. That'd be really bad if the FBI did something like that. I don't know how people could be this evil, really. I mean, I don't know how these people could be so evil. They're taking the memory cards out of these machines and changing them. You know, you could tell by this guy's posture, the way he's kind of doing stuff. I think these people know that what they're doing is wrong. I definitely think these people know what they're doing is wrong. Kyle Becker says, is this like the Fulton County election video that was debunked, although it was never actually debunked? Is that the video where they pull that crate of ballots out from under the table in the middle? Like, they're just like, oh, I guess we just found this box of ballots. Dude, they never debunked that. That was never fucking debunked, dude. Quite the opposite. It perfectly coincides with when there was an injection of ballots done. So quite the opposite, but whatever. This America says, now what happens? Well, it goes to court, and then the judge says, you know, there's no standing. Nothing happened. That's what happens. It goes to a judge, and the Kikes judge knocks it down, like always. Dumb. Simple as. Kikes helping Kikes. Simple as. A lot of people say nothing will come from this. I don't know, man. You gotta keep piling it up. You gotta keep piling it up and piling it up and piling it up until it breaks. That's how it breaks. I mean, you gotta keep doing it until one of them gets through. And when one of them gets through, that's the crack you attack. I mean, that's how it goes. You just have to keep pushing and pushing until something gets through. You can't just give up. I mean, the only other option is just give up and let the fucking left do whatever they want. Is that what you want? There has to be a balance, an equilibrium, a constant struggle. Honestly, the right should push for things like mandatory gun ownership. Instead of meeting in the middle and then moving left, it's stupid. They need to start on the right-hand side and then move towards the middle. And the right-hand side is mandatory gun ownership, which I agree with. Actually, I agree with that completely, unironically. Mandatory gun ownership. Man, I think kids should own guns. I think kids, when they become teenagers and become of age, they should be given a weapon, man. Yes. It would help with education. Dude, China's training their kids to fight war. We're training our kids to turn into transgender, mentally ill retards. They kill themselves. Good job. Strong and powerful. Ugh, dumb. Next fed. Oh, this one's good. Two white boys drug and rape and cut young woman. Tell me again how brown people are the problem. Oh my God, these white boys. Last night, I invited some people over who I thought were friends. We started drinking, and one of them in particular became aggressive and violent. I was force-fed 3 capsules of MDMA. Oh my God, I did drugs. I did drugs. With my heart condition, type 2, I passed out due to extreme levels of stress. When I woke up face down on my bed, I was being raped by the same person. I then tried to defend myself, but was stopped when I was forced to stay still. You know what this was? You know what this was? I'll tell you exactly what this is. This was a virgin girl. This was with some stupid idiot. Stupid idiot. And they were getting frisky, and she probably did some drugs she'd do it, and she was feeling good, and she's like, yeah, let's fuck, yeah. And then he put his dick inside of her, and she'd never had a dick inside of her, and then she started to regret it. Started to regret what she was doing. Oh my God, my virginity's gone. That's what happened. That's what happened. Dumbass woman. So now she screams rape. Screams rape. He raped me. He raped me. It's gotta be that, man. It's gotta be that. Look at these cuts. How fake is this? How screaming out for attention is this? Woman, if a man grabbed you by the neck and attacked you with a knife, first off, the cuts would be so deep you would be gushing blood probably. You'd probably have to go to the hospital because you're gonna die if he really slashed your neck. Come on, woman. Come on. What are you doing? Your jugular is around there. You could die so easily if someone actually cut you there. There would be bruising. But these are just like you took a razor and lightly scraped over your skin like a 5-year-old emo child. And you claimed that they like held you down and cut you. What are you talking about? This is not even deep, woman. This is not even deep. This is the fakest, is the biggest cry for attention I've ever seen. Holy shit. What the self-inflicted. What the hell? Fakest shit ever. Yes. Bullshit, she's a cutter. I don't even know what this is, dude. I don't even know what this is. What the fuck? This America says she probably owed them money for the MDMA, and they banged her and still asked for the money. Maybe. I don't know, man. They were just probably friends hanging out. She probably did X, and she got all tingly, and X is kind of... Ecstasy makes you sexual. It's kind of a sexual drug. It's probably like ASMR, man. It probably just gives you tingles. Probably gives you intense tingles. It's ecstasy. Makes you like sexual stuff, but she probably got all guilt-tripped while she was doing it because she's a whore. Look at that one. Down the street, buddy. That one's huge. Down the street. Down the road is fucking difficult. Yeah, not to get down the road. Diogenes says, I automatically assume all women are lying and have yet to have that heuristic fail. Yes, wonderful, perfect. I agree. That's what it is, man. It's women's lying. They like to lie, deceive, instead of just telling the truth. Lying is so exhausting, guys. Lying is so exhausting. Keeping your story straight. Jesus Christ, just tell the truth. It's so much easier. So much fucking more simple. Just tell the truth. You don't have to keep stuff straight and red. You just talk and expose lies. It's very simple. Self-inflicted. Superficial cuts. No shit, they're superficial cuts, dude. No shit. I've had a deeper paper cut. I've had cardboard cut me deeper than that. I've accidentally like brushed up against cardboard and had it cut into me deeper than that stupid bitch was doing. And she said that they attacked her. Fuck off, man. You would have a gaping wound that would need stitches. You dumb bitch. I would see your fat ballooning out. You fat whore bitch. Next thread. This one's weird. Robin Ziffer having a meltdown after being exposed. I really don't know what to make of this. Apparently, he was a guy that like pandered to Christians, but he did it in such a way that he would turn them away from Christianity, and now it's coming out that he's a crypto kike, like a kike in disguise, trying to turn people away from Christianity. I think kikes just try to sow division in everything they do. They want division. They want people to follow their God. They want to control everything. It's really fucked up and crazy and psychopathic. Definitely. They're evil. They're pure evil. I mean, the more you learn, the more you literally think to yourself, how are they this evil? How is there a group of people allowed to operate that are this fucking evil? I mean, they are pure fucking evil. Everything they do is evil. Their book is evil. The Talmud is evil. I denounce the Talmud. I'll denounce the Talmud every fucking... I denounce the Talmud and the Torahic books it is based on. This America says, the recurring pattern with Jews is that all their philosophical debates just lead back to nihilism. Well, the thing with the Jews and nihilism is that it's not really nihilism. It's that their prophecy foretells the end of the world, which is World War III, which it will be the U.S. and Russia firing nukes at each other. The Jews want that to happen more than anything in the fucking world, man. If the U.S. and Russia fire nukes at each other, that will completely fulfill their prophecy. Israel will now be the center of the world. Russia and America will be destroyed. China and it'll be a China versus Israel. Oh my God, I hate to even think of that new world order. That's what they want, though. They want the U.S. and Russia to nuke each other, and then Israel to rise from the ashes as the center of the planet. They will build a new temple. They will be the grand unifiers. They'll bring all the countries together. They'll be the heroes. That's what they believe. That's what they want to happen. That's what they're going to push to happen. They want the end of everything. They want us all to die. They want all of us goyim to die. They are fucking pure evil. They are literally like an evil scientist up on a hill, rubbing his hands together, like thinking how he could destroy the fucking planet. Okay, that is literally what they're doing, trying to build this goddamn temple. It's insane. They are evil. I don't really get the story completely. There's a lot of nuance to it that I could really just give a shit about. Go check out Pole News Central. I think there's a story about it on there. The most recent Adam Green episode was really good, man. He talked about poos and how the poos, the Hindus, they're all controlled by the kikes and how they just signed this. Like even though, like, you, this blows me away because I took a lot of religion classes in college and there's so many deities in the Hindu religion, man. There's like Shiva and Vishnu and blah, 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 all the fucking crazy gods. Okay. They have kneeled to the kikes and signed these like Abrahamic Accords, whatever they're called. I don't know. They're not called the Abraham Accords, but these Jewish fucking contracts. They've signed these contracts basically saying they have a single deity. They no longer worship multiple deities now. They worship a single god. It's like, why are the kikes going around all the religions and getting the main figures of those religions to basically bring the religion in line with Jews and the Torah and all that shit? God, Adam Green knows so much more of this shit than I do. But he had some gay faggot on his show. And I mean, I wish I was on the show so I could confront about being a gay faggot. But besides that, he had a lot of good information. Fucking Jews are evil. I don't care who's talking about him. If it's some faggot, he can, if he's speaking truth, that's fine with me. You can be a faggot off over there, right here. With this faggot, you gotta bear through this faggot talking though. It's a really good episode, but it just talks about how Jews are basically converting all these religions to be, to meet within their code so that when they take over, they'll all be worshiping the Jewish God, the Abrahamic God. It's crazy. Jews are evil. It's really good. Good episode. He doesn't attack Christianity at all. He doesn't attack Christianity one time in that episode. So if you think, Adam Green literally denounced the Talmud, doesn't talk about Christianity once that show. I guess you could bash him for having a faggot on there. Whatever. Oh well. Boo hoo. They're talking about the kikes. Get over it. Pagan LARPers are crypto kikes. Paganism is kind of a cool religion, but I would never be pagan. It's an ancient, antiquated religion from a simpler time. Whatever, let's get in the finale. Finale of the day, Nikki special. Hell exists. We created hell on earth for animals. Picture is a bunch of pigs in cages that are the size that they are. Like, the pig has... The pig might be able to turn around in that cage if it tried really hard, but I just don't see how it could possibly turn... If it turned around, something's wrong. It can basically face one direction only. It can't move side to side. It shits down a drain. It's factory farming at its best. Nigger. This America says, miserable factory farms exist like this all over the earth. You don't see pictures of it because the corporations that run it are ashamed of it. Billions of animals are suffering in this hell. We are the devils who created this hell and torture animals. Let that sink in. We are the demons running hell. It's probably really bad karma. AI and robots will do to us in the future what we are doing to animals now. I hope I'm dead before the nightmare is unleashed back onto us humans. That'd be ironic, but it already is being turned back onto us humans. If you just look at China or Japan or any really very big city, when any mass of humans gets to a big city-like level, that starts happening. People start getting pushed into pods. You start getting fed the bugs, okay? What you're saying naturally happens without even trying, without even the AI turning it on us. It's us turning on ourselves. Okay, that's just... When you get to scales so big, you need land. We should push America. One thing America has an abundance of is land. We have so much land in America. It would not be absurd to push for every man, woman, child, every American to have their own huge portion of land. Like, just let people purchase or buy, like, promote that. People filling up all the pieces of America that no one goes to or populates, that, like, the big open areas. We could industrialize and civilize large portions of the world, and people could have their own livestock, their own fruits and vegetables and produce on their own land that they're producing themselves. The animals could live long, healthy lives on open land and then be slaughtered to be eaten when it's time and ready. And, you know, they need to go on and it's time to eat them. Because that's life and reality. Niggy, you eat the pigs when you're done with them. You eat them. then you procreate more of them. That's how it works. You have little pig babies, and then you eat the parents. They're delicious. Boo-hoo, they're gonna die anyways. That's how it goes. Oh my god, here's a cow about to get killed. That's terrible. Yeah, they boop him in the head with these guns. They have these guns that boop him in the head and kill him. I bet there's sometimes it doesn't work the first time either, and they have to do it again. That's kind of horrific. That's kind of horrific and horrible. It's pretty terrible. Exactly, this guy says, for animals in green text, find the difference, and he posts people in cubicles. That's really, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The more city-like you get, the more like animals people become. The more crowded it is, the more like animals it becomes. I mean, that's the only reason we're reduced to factory farming is because we have so many people in such a concentrated area that you need factory farming to feed those people. I mean, I assume Nikki's goal is to not hurt animals. He doesn't want animals to feel pain. He doesn't want to hurt animals. People should get along with animals. And I agree with that in every way. I love animals. I don't think it's right to cause animals pain and to hurt them. I think that's just evil, immoral shit. It's not good. And I think if you do get your meat, hunting would be the best place to get it. You killing the animal yourself, going out hunting the animal, killing it, then eating it, I feel like that would be the most appropriate form of action to take with the animal. But also, I think there's a slippery slope with hunting where you start to become slightly psychopathic because you're literally killing and skinning animals. So I don't know, there's a bit of a... I mean, you kill like 20, 30 animals and you skin 20 or 30 animals down to the bone and through their flesh. I mean, it changes you as a man. It changes you. You become more manlike. It's just how it is. It's reality. Niggy, it's... I've said this story before in a past show, but I'll say it again because it's probably been over a year since I've said it. So I think the difference between me and Niggy is this defining moment of my life, which was this one day there was a really bad thunderstorm going on outside, raining and thundering, coming down really hard. I go out the back into my backyard, and in the very center of my fucking yard, in this ditch, there's a bird laying on its back with its wing like unfurled, and it's bleeding and injured. It was like an injured bird gasping for air. And it's just looking up at me, okay? And I'm looking down at this fucking bird. It's rain. I'm in the rain. The bird's dying. There's fucking blood on the ground, dude. It was like something out of a fucking movie. It was insane, okay? I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, and there's like two choices, man. You can kill the bird and put it out of its misery, or you could try and nurse that fucking bird back to life and save it, man. And I mean, I was looking at that bird in that moment, and I just didn't, like, I didn't even know if I could save the fucking thing. I just wanted to help it. I just wanted to make it not feel pain anymore. So I chopped its fucking head off. I chopped its head off really quickly. I chopped with the shovel. Chopped its head off as fast as I could. So I feel like that's the difference between me and Niggy. I chopped the bird's head off. Niggy would have saved the bird and nurtured it back to life and then had a bird friend. And it would have been really magical and fucking unicorns would have come out of the jungle and, you know, nudged up against Niggy and it would have been a fucking magical, luminescent moment of wholesomeness, okay? But I fucking chopped the bird's head off, okay? Because that's reality. So, I mean, I wish I was as good a person that could nurse that bird back to life and make those types of choices in my life, but I don't know, I guess my upbringing and everything didn't lead me to that, making the right... I chose the dark path, Niggy. I chose the dark fucking path, sorry. Death is a part of life, Niggy. I've had a lot of death in my life, and I try to make animals live as long and as good as possible, but there's no way that you not eating meat or not purchasing meat from the store will save animals. It's just, you're not gonna save animals doing that. Maybe. As a self principle, I mean, this is where I go, Niggy, and this is where I'm gonna start arguing with you. If your entire goal is to save animals and not kill animals, you would have to completely abstain from all produce from any type of like grocery store. You could not purchase food from a grocery store, Niggy. If you're going with, I don't want to kill animals and I don't want to contribute to killing animals, You can't buy stuff at a grocery store ever, period. You just can't, because you're killing animals. I talked to Niggy about if you do any type of cultivation, large-scale cultivation, you're gonna kill animals. And then Niggy linked me this article about debunking, does cultivation kill more animals than livestock farming? Look, look, Niggy, I'm not fucking claiming that if you eat just farm food and you do large farming, you're killing a bunch, so many rodents that it outpaces killing cows. That's just, no, okay? We have entire factory farms, lined to the brim with fucking live cows that we slaughter en masse. So, I mean, there's no way that the tractors randomly kill rodents out there more than we kill cows. I agree completely. You don't have to link me an article about that. I get it. I am saying, if you go to the grocery store and buy corn or buy lettuce or buy whatever, you just killed a fucking animal, man. You killed an animal. I did research on it. Here we go. Looked up a paper. This paper said that 15 animals are killed per hecta-acre per year, from what I read. This article, which is written by Surge, which is debunking this whole thing, says that if you did ruminant pasture crops, which are like soy bullshit crops, okay, if you did leftist type yucky crops that no one gives a fuck about, okay, you would kill only 7.5 animals a year. So we'll just go with the reduced, you're doing just rice fields or whatever. We'll just say 7 animals a year, Niggy. What the fuck is a hecta-acre? A hecta-acre? Hectare?
Hectare.
A hectare? Okay, what the fuck is a hectare? A hectare is 2 acres. What the fuck is an acre? A weird unit of American measurement? Don't worry about it. It's just weird American measurements. All you need to know is a vegetarian will need at least 2 acres of land to sufficiently feed for a year, okay? So if you had your own land, you'd need 2 acres to sustain yourself for a year. 2 acres is 1 hectare, amazingly. And you would kill 7.5 animals with that amount of land. We can just kind of guess that if you buy enough produce to sustain you from the store, you are contributing to at least 7 animal deaths a year. At least if you buy your food from a grocery store. So, I mean, I guess if your goal is to kill less animals, sure, Niggy. But, I mean, how much meat do I consume from a cow? Like, if I took all of the meat I consume of a cow, like ground beef, and put it into the form of a cow, how many cows do I really eat a year, Niggy? Like, do you think I eat 3 cows a year? I don't think I eat that much meat. I probably eat like 2 cows a year, maybe 3 cows worth of meat. So let's say I eat 3 cows, Niggy. I've technically killed less lives than you, right? I only killed 3 cows. You've killed 7 fucking animals. You've killed 7, I don't know, rabbits or turtles or gophers or whatever the fuck. Is that less of an animal because it's smaller? I don't know. You get into all your fucking philosophical shit, Niggy. I don't care. But you're killing animals just like I'm killing animals. Unless you have a greenhouse in your backyard, unless you have land in your backyard where you're cultivating your own food, which I promote, man. I want everyone to have that. Every person should have their own farm, should be raising their own animals, should be producing their own produce. Yes. That's the future we should all strive for. That's greatness. That's freedom. That's every person, every family empowered is what that is. And that's saving animals as well. That's saving animals because you don't have to buy meat to sustain your family because you're producing your own. You don't have to buy vegetables to sustain your family. So factory farming is eliminated. Man, this is what we should be shooting for. Not the elimination of meat from your diet because you're trying to save animals. Because that's just silly. You're not saving animals. You're killing animals still, Niggy. You buy food from Walmart. You buy food from Whole Foods. You're killing fucking animals, man. You think those free-range chickens are really free-range? They're not. They're not, man. Free-range chickens are the ones you put in your own backyard. Based Old Man says you get 1,200 to 2,000 hamburgers per cow. Like, holy fuck, Niggy. I can get 2,000 hamburgers for 1 cow life. How many lettuces can you get for your fucking rat life? So your don't know, 2,000 hamburgers for a whole year seems like an awful lot of hamburgers. Oh my gosh, let's read some chats. Rolling and Flying says, people are the masters of animals. Sometimes that means eating them, but yeah, no reason to hurt them without reason, but eating them is good reason to kill an animal. I mean, I believe we should try to let the animals live as long and prosperous lives as we can, but there's a time that comes when it's the animal's time is over and it's time to eat the fucking animal. We maybe we'll get to a time where you have lab-grown meat, which everyone is so scared of that time. It does seem horrific to an extent, but I don't know. That's a can of worms I'll get into later. But until we have lab-grown meat, man, we live in a world of reality is it takes life to sustain life, and you can't live on just vegetables alone, man. Look at the Apple guy, the Apple dude that owned Apple. He died. He starved himself away on veganism, man. You need meat. You can't just soy it up for your protein. You need meat, man. You need it. It just makes you feel better as a person. FBot says, I like killing animals for food. I don't even like meat that much. I do not like meat that much. Meat is delicious. So good. I love steak. Cows are so... The worst part about killing cows is they're just such nice animals. Cows are so domesticated, they just don't give a fuck, man. Their whole life is just eating grass. They're just eating grass and chilling, enjoying life. I mean, that's a cow. What is a cow life except just pure joy? Just, oh, I get to eat grass today. Fuck yeah. I'm gonna fart. Oh, yeah, I'm a cow. FBot says... You buy the entire lamb. Wow. The ribs and organs as well. Ribs are delicious. I've never had lamb ribs, though. FBot says, I don't like the ribs because it's too much work to bite around the bones. It's delicate, but I prefer to just eat 5 kilogram leg with only the central bone in one bite. That sounds delicious. I love meat. I love fucking meat. Fucking it hard. Fucking that meat hard. Ooh, meat, meat, meat. Eating meat isn't about the proteins. It's about the metaphysical cucking of the animal that had to die so you could live. It's the ultimate cucking. You literally had something die so you could live. It's a lot about that. Dude, that's a fundamental part of it. That's a fundamental... The Full Metal Alchemist anime really hits that hard. The original one, not the newer one. The original one. There's a whole, like... There's a bunch of episodes dedicated to the mom throwing them on the... island, and not even the mom, their trainer. It's like their makeshift mommy threw them on this island and said, survive! And they were like dying, wasting away, and they realized, oh, we have to kill shit to live. We have to kill stuff to keep living.
Al, I'm still alive. I'm alive because I ate the ants. I'm alive because I consumed life. I'm still alive. We're not going to die. I'm sorry.
Just keep going a little longer.
Tomorrow will be 1 month.
Hey, brother. Have you figured out what teacher meant by one is all and all is one? I've been thinking about it this whole time, but I still only have a few vague ideas.
I'm not really sure about this, but do you remember when I was weak from hunger and I ate those ants?
You ate a lot of them.
I sure did. And boy, did they taste nasty. But then that got me thinking. If I hadn't eaten them, I might have died. Then I would have been eaten by them. I'd go into the earth and become grass. then the rabbits would eat that.
You're talking about the food chain, right?
Yeah, but it's not just that either. A long time ago, this whole island was probably at the bottom of the sea. And tens of thousands of years from now, it could be the peak of a mountain for all we know.
All things are connected. Is that what you're saying?
Everything we see, everyone we meet, is caught up in a great unseen flow. But it's bigger than that. It's the entire world, the entire universe even. And compared to something as big as that, Al, you and I are tiny, not even the size of ants. We're only one small part within the much greater flow. Nothing more than a fraction of the whole. But by putting all those ones together, you get one great all, just like Teacher said. The flow of this universe follows laws of such magnitude that you and I can't even imagine them.
It's like that. Like, what happens if Fullmetal Alchemist needs to happen to all children? Just throw them in the middle of a fucking island and have them survive. F-Bot says, we domesticated cows for the express purpose to make it easier to kill them for food. Yes, that's why we domesticated all animals. You probably weren't talking about just cows. I said cows. A wild animal would kill you in 3 milliseconds just for crossing its path. Niggy, in the wild, if it was you against a bear, like, a bear wouldn't think twice about killing you. But I guess that's what separates us from the animals. Ability for us to think, judge the situation, choose our path. I chose to chop the fucking crow's head off. Sorry, bird. Or, no, it was a dove, dude. It was a fucking dove. No, it was a dove. It was even more, it wasn't a fucking crow. It was a fucking dove, dude. Holy shit. It's all coming back to me. It's probably a pigeon, but it looked like a dove. It was probably a pigeon, but it looked like a fucking dove, a white dove. Aren't doves pigeons? Isn't that what a dove is, a pigeon? Chop that fucking thing's head off. Ah, poor birdie. It was quick. It's defeatism to dislike the meat industry. You hope that if you don't kill animals for food, maybe you'll never die yourself due to good karma. Yeah. You need to kill animals to survive. It's just the reality of life. Animals die every day doing stuff. There's a religion that sinners around, it's like a Buddhist religion, I think. It sinners around not killing anything. They drink their soup through a cheesecloth so that they don't kill bugs that might have flown into their soup. Like, they're so, the sanctity of life where it gets absurd. Okay, Niggy, and that, I mean, honestly, Niggy, if that's what you believe, then go that route. Go that route, man, because you're killing animals buying groceries from the grocery store. Simple as. What, are you killing less animals than me? I don't even know about that. Are you? Are you killing less animals than me? I can have 2,000 hamburgers for one cow. 2,000. I mean, 2,000 hamburgers will last me a year. That's one cow that I've killed. I mean, how many animals do you kill for how many heads of lettuce that you eat? I don't know. I'm just saying, kind of hypocritical, Niggy. A little hypocritical. Go a little or all the way, Niggy. I mean, either do it all the way, Niggy, or not at all. All the way, Niggy, or not at all. Save the animals or don't. Pick. Diogenes says, for every animal Niggy doesn't kill, I kill 3. See, Niggy, every animal you save, Diogenes kills 3 of them. There's not even a point. Diogenes is killing all the animals you're saving. It doesn't even matter. Yeah, well, that was the finale. Me just, debating Niggy's veganism, I guess. Niggy doesn't eat meat, but he thinks he's saving animals. I just don't agree with that at all. I actually think I'm killing less animals than you, Niggy. How about that? How about those apples? I'm killing less animals than you are. Add up all the meat I eat a year, and it probably equals 2 cows. Maybe 3 cows. Maybe. 3 full cows. So I've killed 3 lives. How many lives have you killed, Niggy? At least 7, based on literal papers. You can go buy it for like $85 if you want to go read the paper that says 15 animals die per hectare, or hectare, however the fuck you say that word. 15 animals per hectare, and I even took the 7 reduced animals from some leftist surge article for you, Niggy. I even took the reduced amount of 7 animals a year for you, Niggy. So fuck you, you're still killing more animals than me. I guess if I put onions on my steak, maybe I'm killing more animals than you. Okay, that's the show. Thank you for listening, thank you for watching. Go eat some meat, go eat some lamb, go eat a full leg of delicious lamb. Go eat a delicious leg of lamb. Mmm, yummy. Lamb, delicious. Thank you, Felicity. Thank you for watching. Thank you, F-Bot, for joining me. Thank you. Bow. Bow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Diogenes. Thank you, Rolling and Flying. Thank you, Boogoo. Thank you, Dan Plimick. Thank you, Game Lord. Thank you, Man with Pants. Thank you, Kilo. Thank you, White Lives Matter. Thank you, Diogenes. Thank you, Sidokun, who's not here. Thank you, Clown World Archive, who's also not here. Thank you, Agent of Social Media Chaos, who's also not here. Thank you, Dashy Chad, who's not here. A lot of people not here, you fuckers. I should probably read my members. Thank you, Nagru. Thank you, Fashy. Thank you, Boogoo. Thank you, Diogenes. Thank you, Clown World Archive, for 6 fucking months, buddy. You're almost at half a year. Crazy. You are at half a year. Lou was dropped on his head as a child. I blame that. Thanks for watching. Have a great night, guys. I'm gonna go edit this and continue writing the book. Look, F-Bot, we're on chapter 7. I'm so close. Chapter 7 and 8 are gonna be the hardest chapters, and the rest will flow so easily. It will flow so easily, the rest.
I believe there's going to be more crises that'll hit the world as well. There'll be economic crises. There'll be this climate emergency thing that they're pushing right now. Those things are going to be used to bring people together under a one world globalist governance system. And these are the buzzwords that the global elites, that people all over the world are really talking about. So I think globalism is really the big thing we need to keep our eye on. The second thing, I think, is what I just call a temple fever in Israel. I mean, there is such a fervor to rebuild the Jewish temple, and the volatility that is on that Temple Mount right now, Billy, that it's really not just the center of the world, it's the bullseye of the planet, is that Temple Mount, that 37 acres there. I was just there a couple of months ago and just took a single person tour over there and to do some research on a book. And I'm telling you, I walked on the Temple Mount, and you knew that if anything went wrong right now, it could ignite world war. And so the idea that the Jews want to rebuild their temple, they're intense about it. The Temple Institute, I went there, it's buzzing with activity. They're sitting on ready right now to rebuild that temple. And when that happens, we know that the earth is going to be during in that time called the tribulation period. So those are two things I'm keeping my eye on right now.